I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. A bill that won broad bipartisan support in the Senate has yet to win the support of the ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee. Senator Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania wants to hear testimony on the growing Climate Solutions Act from stakeholders. Thompson has said the legislation is a big government solution in search of a problem. The legislation, if passed, would direct the USDA to start certifying voluntary carbon credit programs to pay farmers to capture carbon dioxide and sequester it in soil and forest land. The measure passed with broad bipartisan support in the Senate, where Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan said it puts producers' needs first.
Bottom line, it gives them the opportunity to work with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to design a carbon market that works for them, not Wall Street. In other words, this bill puts farmers and foresters first. More than 175 advocates, organizations, and companies support this bill.
But Thompson wants the House Agriculture Committee Chair David Scott of Georgia to allow a hearing on the measure before it gets a vote in the House. The act does not require farmers or ranchers to develop more sustainable practices or participate in carbon offset markets, one reason for its broad appeal. But Thompson says the consequences of government intrusion into voluntary carbon markets have not been adequately explored, and Congress should continue educating itself and vetting these issues before legislating. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.